for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
It's that time of year again, Trey. The sweet spot in sports where baseball begins and basketball heads into the exciting home stretch to determine who will win it all.
And whether you're planning on taking your family out to watch homers or buzzer beaters, you should make sure your car has the right tires to get you there safely.
Oh, that's a great call. Goodyear knows that performance is everything, whether it's on the road or on the court or field. So when it comes to choosing tires, like Goodyear.com, help you choose what's best.
Goodyear, more driven.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
He predicts a great victory in November. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
If we elect more Republicans, we can truly deliver for all of our citizens.
President Trump urging supporters not to get complacent at a rally in Elkhart, Indiana, where he also talked up his upcoming meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un as a chance for world peace, saying the fake news had been saying he was going to get us into a nuclear war.
You know what gets you into nuclear wars? And you know what gets you into other wars? Weakness.
And the president also said he welcomed the three American prisoners freed from North Korea the proper way early yesterday. Democratic Senate leader Chuck Schumer, not so sure.
Their release should not be exalted. It should be expected. It is no great accomplishment of Kim Jong-un to do this. And when the president does it, he weakens American foreign policy.
Today, the president will make a push to lower prescription drug prices. Fox's Rachel Sutherland, live in Washington.
Dave, Health and Human Service Secretary Alex Azar says President Trump will roll out the single most comprehensive approach to making prescription drugs affordable of any president.
Dozens of initiatives, smart, targeted, efficient, but still respecting innovation.
Among the initiatives, making it easier for cheaper generic drugs to reach the market and providing generic drugs for free to low-income seniors. The plan does not include a push for the federal government to negotiate directly for lower Medicare drug prices. Dave?
Rachel, a mass shooting in Australia. 3 adults, 4 children found dead.
Now, at this stage, police say they are not looking for anyone else in regards to these deaths. We understand it is being treated as a murder-suicide.
Nicole Hamer with Sky News Australia. It's considered the country's worst shooting in 22 years. 35 people were murdered back then, a massacre that prompted stricter gun laws. Fox News, fair and balanced.
When it comes to hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need to get to a short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Your time is precious. Let Indeed help you get to your short list of qualified candidates. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Buying a new tractor? You owe it to yourself to visit your LS Tractor dealer. LS Tractors give you a lot more tractor for less money compared to other brands. For starters, LS Tractor comes with more select features as standard equipment. They make operating your tractor easier with better performance to get more work done quicker. Compare and you'll know who gives you more tractor for your money. LS Tractor. Excel in your field. Learn more at lstractorusa.com.
Visit Denning Automotive in Mattoon and get more tractor.
There's nothing there in the special counsel's Russia investigation. That's what President Trump's chief of staff believes, but it is an issue he can't shake.
White House chief of staff John Kelly says President Trump is embarrassed by special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation of Russia's interference of the 2016 election. In an interview with NPR, Kelly says the subject does come up during the president's conversations with foreign leaders. Meanwhile, Vice President Mike Pence told NBC News he thinks it's time for Mueller to, quote, wrap it up. But the top Democrat on the House Intel Committee, Adam Schiff, blasting Pence, saying, with questions unanswered and new revelations every day, the investigation must continue. In Washington, Sean Langell, Fox News.
There's growing fear Kilauea could have an even bigger eruption in Hawaii. The national park there is now closed indefinitely.
Seems like the cracks are spreading. I took the legislators out there today just to show them how wide an area of cracks it is.
Hawaii County Civil Defense Administrator Talmadge Magno yesterday. The most recent eruption sent lava flows that burned down more than 24 homes on the Big Island. Nevada has gotten a green light to execute a killer who wants to die,
but will have to wait longer as his lawyers fight it.
Lawyers for convicted killer Scott Raymond Dozier tried to challenge the method of execution, a three-drug cocktail made up of the painkiller fentanyl, a sedative, and another drug that paralyzes the muscles. A public defender says it could lead to cruel and unusual punishment. But the justices on the high court sidestepped the drug issue, instead saying a lower court that halted the execution and the lawyers for the convict used the wrong procedural process. The case sent back to the lower court. The killer Dozier's been saying he just wants to be put to death as soon as possible. Jill Nato, Fox News.
They love this in Canada. Winnipeg beat Nashville in hockey's playoffs last night. The Jets advanced to the Western Conference Final for the first time ever. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Hey, good Friday morning, May 11. I'm Stevie J. Diane Ducey with our weather in a moment. Our local news with Jamie Monticelli, brought to you by Gina Johnson and her new book, Let's Make It a Habit. Let her teach your staff how to cut down on stress, improve synergy and communication, and develop positive habits. Visit letsmakeitahabit.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The city of Champaign is looking at whether they want to tax rental rooms like those on Airbnb and HomeAway the same way they would tax hotels. WCIA says hotels in Champaign currently pay a 7% lodging tax. The University of Illinois is graduating its first class of online-only Masters of Business Administration degrees. The AP says most students enrolled in the program already have careers and are looking to advance. The program started in January of 2016. About three-fourths of the 66 students graduating on Saturday do not live in the state. The Illinois Senate has passed a bill that would toughen penalties for K2 possession. The bill would make synthetic cannabinoids subject to emergency controlled substance scheduling. WEEK-TV said manufacturers would be subject to a Class 3 felony charge, while simple possession would be a Class 4 felony. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent. Two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham, and Urbana. Call 367-ROSE or blossombasket.com. A good morning to Diane.
Good morning, Stevie J. I'm sure they're busy for Mother's Day with those beautiful bouquets that they put out at Blossom Basket. Today's high, 86, 68, our low tonight. We've got more clouds coming into the area as we make way for a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 1 tomorrow. High 83 expected, 63 our low in the evening. Clouds in the forecast for Sunday with a high 82. Again, a 30% chance of rain in the forecast. By the way, windy conditions on Saturday also with gusts as high as 22 miles per hour. Shoot, that doesn't sound optimal for graduation and all the visitors
in
town.
What do they call the thing? Motorboard? What's the thing on top of your head? Oh, come on.
Yeah, with the graduation caps.
Something board.
Mortarboard does sound right.
It does sound, but it sounds weird. I don't know if that's exactly right, but there's going to be a lot of people that want to be at that 9:30 Memorial Stadium one.
Yeah.
But windy and chance of thunderstorm. How do you plan? What do I do?
And that's the big general one, right?
That's the biggie.
And then you go into your different.
Go to colleges and all that stuff's inside it. There's some outside events. I know that there's stuff on campus that got damaged because of the storm Wednesday night, but they've fixed all that and working on it and stuff. So, anyway, congratulations to all graduates, whether it be high school or college. Just quite an accomplishment to get the gown and what I think is called a motorboard. 359. Sounds like waterboarding or something. Motorboard, right? It's just weird. I can't think of that name. I'll look it up or you can text it in. 359-2255. All right, again, congratulations to all of our graduates. And boy, it's going to get kind of quiet on campus next week. Finals end. I think today's the last day for those that, they've been moving out all week. I've been on campus all week, and you can see people kind of leaving. Just depends on the final schedule. My kids got done yesterday. All four children done. Nathaniel has completed a 7-year education path that included 2 schools for Division I golf and a master's degree in engineering, civil engineering, the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. He's on his way to Chicago for his, 5th interview with his 5th different company, something like that. It's just, when you come out of Illinois with an engineering degree, they'll talk to you, no doubt. Okay, June 12, Singapore. That's where the summit will be. President Trump and Kim Jong-un set this historic meeting. Political analyst, Virginia GOP Chair John Whitbeck. How are you, John?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm a little surprised. You know you're just flat out off if you criticize the return of three freed Americans from North Korea. We had NBC, MSNBC calling it just a staged event. Chuck Schumer, oh, how could you compliment Kim? They're getting ready for a summit. Chuck, give me a little leeway here. What's your take on it all, John?
You know, it's funny you mention MSNBC. I watch it just to get fired up every morning. And, you know, it's like another, you know, espresso shot. And today, all they're talking about today is Russia collusion.
Oh,
that's all they're
goodness.
Talking about. The president had such a great day yesterday with these significant foreign policy advancements that he's doing out of sheer will with no help from anybody on the Democrat side, that they've got to try to distract the American people from that by talking about this phony Russia collusion investigation.
I think this is as illuminating as we've seen in the tenure of Donald Trump. If you can't be a little bit optimistic or a little bit hopeful now about this impossible situation, it's a you problem.
That's right. It's a Chuck and Nancy problem. And no matter what, they're focused on the midterms, and they have no message. They have no agenda. The only thing they can do is distract the American people from the president's wins. And, you know, that rally last night in Indiana, I think it was 30,000 people waiting to get into a room that didn't even hold half that. It's just amazing what he does. And, you know, I think it's, you know, the Twitter account and all the things that, you know, people criticize. When the president applies himself and does what he does, good things happen, and North Korea is another example of that.
And you know what? Some of his tweets kind of get in their face, and I've criticized presidents of the past, particularly both Bushes, for sitting around as they get hammered for 18 months, and then they lose points, and they're too, you know, the thought is you have to be dignified in all this, and Trump is certain, the president is certainly not going to say, he's a New Yorker. He's not going to allow it to happen, and that really ticks people off. And the media, the clenched fists and the stares and glares of about 91% of the coverage. Wow, John, I don't know. It's who he is, and you know what? Right now, it's working.
It really is. I mean, you know, and one of the things that you mentioned that I think is really important is the point you made about, you know, we sat around and we watched, you know, the Bush administration and other administrations get hammered. And, you know, we were so used to the greatness of Ronald Reagan and how he was able to, you know, trash the media while being nice at the same time. And the American people responded to it. You know, he was a fighter with, you know, with a smile on his face. President Trump is a lot like that. I mean, President Trump is brash and a very different style than Ronald Reagan. But again, the American people have a fighter, somebody who's not willing to let political correctness or the mainstream progressive media tear him down without a fight. And you know what? That's why he's president, because he's shaking things up, and he's doing it now around the world, not just here and at home.
I know, but even the far left, you got to be happy three freed Americans. And the only thing I'm hearing is, hey, he never should have held him in the front. That's true. And I thought it was also a classy for the president at 3 a.m. on the tarmac remembering the Warm Beer family of the tortured student who spent a year there and sent back in a coma and died. And with all that joy, he wanted to remember them. And I thought that was a nice touch.
It was. And, you know, I think one of the things that's great about it is, you know, this was a situation where the dictator of North Korea was pushing us around for years and years and years. And all President Trump had to do was say, you know, the fire and fury stuff, the tweets, all the things, shaming him into submission. And, I was on another show earlier, and I was asked about what are we going to have to give up here. I don't think we're giving up anything in these negotiations. I think it's, listen, we're going to make sure you're no longer in charge of North Korea. If you don't want that to happen, you're going to have to denuclearize. I really think that's what the position of strength we're negotiating from, and this is what this president does, and it's great to see, and I hope it works beyond this with Iran and some other trouble areas that we could really use the help.
Well, and again, Kim Jong-un's going to want something, right? I mean, you're going to have to – I don't know how he can stay in power, and there's a lot of people in North Korea want him dead. So how does all that going to work?
Well, I think what the president's going to offer him, or what I would speculate, because nobody really knows, but I think the president's going to say, look, I said, you have a much better chance of holding on to power if you're seen as somebody who's, you know, friendly on the world stage, somebody who's working to denuclearize. The wild card here is, though, is China. What is China going to do? Is China going to sit back and let the Trump administration and the United States of America have a significant foreign policy achievement, you know, denuclearize what essentially is a vassal of China? Or is China going to intervene behind the scenes and make their puppet regime do something and push back? That's the real wild card here. And I think before we, you know, do a victory lap, you know, over this Singapore, we're going to have to see what the Chinese do. And that's the one thing that worries me about this process.
All right, John Whitbeck, he's the GOP chair in Virginia. That state ever going to turn red again?
I tell you what, we were part of the first wave of the alleged blue wave in 2017, and watch our congressional races. We have three really targeted races that probably will be the bellwether for the House of Representatives. If we hold those seats, Virginia's on its way back, and we're going to really be a bellwether for 2018 and beyond.
30 seats in Virginia that you're trying to make red, and they're held now blue. Is that right?
No, they're all. We have 7 of 11 congressional districts held by Republicans in Virginia, and one of them in Northern Virginia, the other one in Virginia Beach, and one in the Richmond suburbs are all going to be heavily targeted by the Democrats.
I got you. It's
all in these suburban areas. So we hold those three seats. That's a huge win for Republicans. And
that'll tell us whether we get Nancy Pelosi back. I got you. Okay, John, thank you. thanks for your time.
Hey, God bless. Take care.
God bless you. Virginia GOP Chair John Whitbeck, ESPN 93.5. Cubs were off. Cardinals late. It would have been a bad loss, but it wasn't. It was a good win as the Cardinals just hold on last night in San Diego.
They've got a 9-10 start again tonight here on ESPN 93.5. The final yesterday, 2-1. You'll hear the action here on ESPN 93.5. Right now, we've got your Redbird Recap.
This Redbird Recap is brought to you by Travel Wisconsin. Plan your fun today at TravelWisconsin.com.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney in San Diego, where last night Tommy Pham's blow in the fifth inning was the difference in a 2-1 Cardinal victory. The windup, the 3-2 pitch, Pham swings and hits it deep to left field. This is going to go! A goner! 2-0 Cardinals, and Tommy Pham has scored both runs. A 3-2 pitch, and Pham delivers his sixth home run of 2018.
Tommy scored the first run as he was able to come on in after a base hit, wild pitch pass ball, but good pitching got the job done for the Cardinals.
Yeah, nice to have Tommy back in the lineup, but Miles Michaelis was outstanding. Another good start for him. He only walked one batter, struck out four, really pitched very well against the San Diego Padres, the team that originally had signed him, and good defense throughout the game for the Cardinals.
Bud Norris saved his eighth game. The Cardinals won 2-1, and we're on the air at 8:15 tonight.
Hi, folks. This is Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Stephanie Klett, and what you're hearing in the background are the sounds of Gemütlichkeit. It's a feeling of friendship, warmth, and good cheer. It's also the feeling you get when you visit Wisconsin, and you'll feel it all around our state, from festivals to sporting events. It's tricky to say, but easy to feel. That's Gemütlichkeit, and that is Wisconsin. Go to TravelWisconsin.com and let the fun begin.
Cubs and White Sox. We got the inner city battle going on.
Yeah,
120 first pitch on US 105.9.
I think the White Sox are going to be in a little bit of trouble. They'd be they'd be thrilled. They got the worst record in baseball right now.
Even
Cincinnati's better than the White Sox.
Yes.
So we'll see. It's a rivalry.
Right.
I think the Southsiders are going to try and muscle up here.
And sometimes that happens.
Yeah,
I mean, look
yeah.
what happened with the Cub Card Series. What an excellent time last weekend. And my White Sox fans were saying, well, we're just hoping to win one anyway. Looks like Carlos Martinez strained lat and on the DL.
Yeah, so you got Yachty. I don't think the catchers that have replaced Yachty from last Saturday's game when he got hurt, I don't think they've had one hit in that position. So they're going to be struggling to hold on without Yadier Molina. But now Carlos Martinez, who's on the DL, looks like he'll just miss one start as it's retroactive to when he got hurt. So he'll be back for his next start, and it doesn't look serious. They caught it, nipped it in the bud. But, yeah, Carlos Martinez on the DL. Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
For the next 3 days, we're up into the mid-80s and down to around the mid-60s at night. The chance of rain at 30% on Saturday and Sunday. Otherwise, partly cloudy and breezy. Right now, the temperature's at 61 on ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Rob Meyer at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Rob at ProvidentFinancialGroup.com. ProvidentFinancialGroup.com. Graduation weekend, University of Illinois. Gonna be time to go downtown to campus and park and eat and stuff.
That's right.
Time for a while. 7:20.
From the Fox Business Network. Apple and Goldman Sachs will be offering a joint credit card. According to the Wall Street Journal, the card will be issued under the Apple Pay designation. It's the first credit card for Goldman Sachs. HBO is launching a global war for cord cutters. The cable channel is stepping up production of original TV series in Europe, developing shows that are specific to a particular country, from Spain to Scandinavia. Elon Musk has been having trouble meeting production targets for his new Model 3 Tesla, but he's got some predictions for his space company, SpaceX. Musk says the latest configuration of his rocket is designed to fly as many as 10 times without any scheduled maintenance. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Carol Zimmer.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-566-7906 now for your free reputation analysis. Our dedicated experts and patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-566-7906 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Car, Provident Financial Group, LLC.com.
Need new tires? How would you like to save $250 on a set of four select Goodyear tires? Right now at CarX Tire and Auto, get up to $250 in savings when you purchase a set of four Goodyear tires by using the CarX Drive Card credit card. Your CarX man has the right tires for your vehicle at any of his 12 Central Illinois locations. And now up to $250 off. See your Champaign or Danville CarX man today. Shop tires online or book an appointment at CarX.com.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
Don't miss a gripping reimagination of the events the night before the assassination of civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. with the Twin City Theater Company and their latest production, The Mountaintop, playing at the Soto Theater in downtown Champaign, May 11th through the 13th and May 17th through the 20th. The Mountaintop focuses on Dr. King's final days and him being forced to confront his destiny and his legacy to his people. It's The Mountaintop with the Twin City Theater Company. It's brought to you by Dr. J. Barry Howe, Lipman, Minuteman Press, and this station. Learn more about the show and buy tickets at TwinCityTheaterCo.com.
Okay, so now I can't get this out of my head until I figure it out. What's the thing called that you graduate with on the top of your head?
Well, and when I searched online, all I can see is it's called the graduation cap. And they're not
it's
calling
not a cap,
the very,
it's a board.
Top of it. Okay. And Tim...
It is. It's mortar board.
Mortar board. Like for bricklaying. It's
M-O-R-T-A-R.
Okay.
It's an academic cap. With a stiff, flat square and a tassel.
And evidently, all the rage now is to either put a political message or some kind of, you know, endearing message on your cap.
Oh, something like Make America Great Again.
I'm sure you'll see a lot of that on campus.
Oh, yeah. I bet there'll be a lot of red mortar boards with Make America Great Again.
Probably stick out in the crowd with that one, too.
The president was in Elkhart, Indiana. He did have 30,000 people outside, couldn't get in. And he gave up his new slogan for 2020. It's Keep America Great.
Okay.
He also talked about the embassy that they said they were going to build in Jerusalem. And he's wired to say how much, because he's done that. That's what he does. And they said $1 billion. He said, what? And then the guy, was it the ambassador to Israel, said, you know, Mr. President, there's a better building, but I need about $150,000 to remodel it. That corner would be really good. And he said, you only need $150,000. He said, it's a better location. It's got setbacks for security, and we won't have to spend $1 billion. So he said, okay, go ahead and spend $200,000 or $300,000. And they laughed. But look at that, just the sensitivity. Uh-huh. It's so unusual for government.
Uh-huh.
Have the president care. He said, I couldn't go to London to cut the ribbon at $1.2 billion. I just couldn't do it. It's crazy. The money. He just has more thoughts on how to spend money.
Yeah.
And why is that a bad thing? Okay, so somebody said I need to work on my pronunciation.
Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un.
And the Dan Marjorie.
Marley.
Marley.
Dan Marley, okay. is the way you say that, because I blipped on that one, too.
Okay, got it.
Kim Jong-un.
Okay, so, and see, then Tim was saying on his mortarboard or graduation, yeah, it said, hi, Mom. But a lot of the...
Well, see, that's a beautiful message. Exactly. But if you want to do...
Especially for the Mother's Day weekend.
If you want to do political and make America great again, that's your business.
One of them said $158,000 later, here,
yeah,
I am.
That's right.
And another one said loan sharks and had a picture of a loan shark, a shark on there because of all the money they're in debt to now that they've graduated.
Well, there's that.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about, you know, the value of the education. I evaluated that when I got my speech communications degree from Eastern Illinois University. Sorry.
Yeah, me too.
It's just,
I mean, we're using it.
Well, that's true.
We are doing career that we intended to.
Did we need that?
Right.
Probably not. I mean, really.
And I did radio work at WEIU.
But the way you get better in radio is to do radio. I mean, that's just, you know, books are interesting, but you got to get it. You just got to jump in.
Yep. It's the experience in the end.
That's kind of how that works. But so, and I don't want to devalue what I did, but the best and most important thing I learned, and probably most learn, is the ability to be on your own and to be a responsible adult and take care of business, some good, some not so good, but you still have to do it as a responsible adult contributing positively to your society.
Yes.
And so I learned a lot about me. But did I need college to learn that? Could I have learned that going to the Marines,
right,
or being a carpenter or a plumber?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I still would have aged and gotten wiser. I know my last semester in college was my best semester, and I was just kind of catching my stride when I was done.
Yeah.
I probably would have been a good candidate for advanced degrees, but mm-hmm, I was just anxious to get going. And I wanted to go out there and make my... what was I making? I think coming out of college, I was at $4 an hour.
I think I was like $6.50 an hour.
Oh, wow, you're Richie Rich.
And
wow,
overnight for a year.
I was the number one DJ in town making $6 an hour, and I felt like I had it going on.
Midnight to 6 a.m. on K104.
I had the number one ratings making $6 an hour, and that's $12,000 a year. I had the top ratings in my time period at that time.
So were you kind of living with Mom then?
I was living with Mom and Dad.
I was too.
And then I met Janet, and of course, she agreed to marry me at $6 an hour. She always says, I married you for your money, which was not true.
Exactly.
728. And congratulations to everybody involved. And it's a big deal. It's not just the graduate. The graduate knows that.
Yeah.
It's the family.
It's
the support.
Coming together. Thanking everybody.
How many times you have pillows stuffed in your window with the chair that doesn't fit in the car? I mean, all of the undo and pack. And it's funny in life how you get through different things. You drive around campus today and all this last week, and you see everybody with stuff sticking out their windows.
Uh-huh.
And you're going, But once you get there, it's really where you want to be.
Right.
It's interesting how life is. When I first saw all the soccer vans at Dodds Park over near Parkland, it was like, And then when we got to soccer Saturday mornings at 8 a.m., it's the only place I wanted to be.
Yeah, you're just giddy about
it. Once you get in, it's where you are in your life. And as you look over, I mean, you know, you could go down county, you can see all the people moving and what to do with all the stuff. And that's just life. You're living. That's part of it. It's part of the deal. And then you'll look back and you say, wow, where did that go? And you'll sit around and you wonder when they're going to call. And then the house gets quiet and all of that. By the way, Charlie, who I was lamenting last week as being very sick, my big old white golden, he's really doing better. He's really doing better. He's probably lost vision in his right eye, but he looks pretty normal. He's acting pretty normal. He's responded.
Not necessarily bumping into things.
No. He's navigating fine. He's fine.
Okay.
And it's just, thank you. I've had some people ask me about it, but I think Charlie's hanging in there. And right. I think he's, you know, we haven't got the full diagnosis, but I think it's a fungus that we can treat. That's inside that kind of eats stuff.
Okay.
But he's doing better.
Okay.
It's just, just
great to hear.
Hug him every day. Okay, back in a moment. Fox News, your local news next.
If you dream about owning a garden, a grill, or a garage, you're ready to own a home. Busey promises to provide the answers and support you need to find the best financing package for you. With free pre-qualifications, you can shop for your home knowing all of your options. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hello, this is Shane Colt from Country Arbor's Nursery. This is a special week, the week when you thank your mom in your life for all their hard work. And nothing says thank you like beautiful plants and flowers from Country Arbor's Nursery. This week only, and until Mother's Day, all annual hanging baskets and geraniums are 10% off. 10% off already great priced flowers. Baskets in every color for sun and shade. And if you want to please mom and dad, why not have Country Arbor's Nursery plant a tree for you? You pick the tree, we do the work. For more information about our sale and our planning, you can go to our new redesigned website, countryarbors.com. I'm Shane Colt from Country Arbor's Nursery, and have a nice day.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump this afternoon gives a speech about lowering prescription drug prices. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar tells Fox, for one thing,
what we're going to do is make sure we're getting rid of any gaming by these branded, these prescription drug companies to make sure that they're not preventing access for new generics coming on the market.
The plan would also cut federal rules, making it harder for private insurers to negotiate lower drug prices. Seven people are shot dead at a home in Osmington, Australia.
The bodies of two adults were located outside. Five bodies were located inside a building on the rural property.
Western Australia State Police Commissioner Chris Dawson, they're not commenting on reports this was a murder-suicide, but he says it's not believed there's any further threat to public safety. This would be the second mass shooting in Australia since tougher gun control took effect after somebody killed 35 people in 1996. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Now our morning local news with Jamie Monticelli that's brought to you by Classic Plumbing. Honest, affordable, and professional with their two-year warranty on all their work, 586 Pipe, or see their page on Facebook. Online, it's ClassicPlumbingInc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. An Urbana woman has been charged after her ex-boyfriend was treated for a stab wound in the shoulder. 24-year-old Denici Harmon was arraigned on charges of aggravated domestic battery and aggravated battery for allegedly stabbing the man. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is warning about a new virus carried by insects. WCIA-TV says officials are warning about the Bourbon virus that's been found in the Midwest. It is carried by ticks. In Illinois, bites from mosquitoes and ticks have gone up by 58% from 2005 to 2016. The Illinois Senate has passed a bill that would toughen penalties for K2 possession. The bill would make synthetic cannabinoids subject to emergency controlled substance scheduling. WEEK-TV said manufacturers would be subject to a Class 3 felony charge, while simple possession would be a Class 4 felony. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, ClassicPlumbingInc.com.
Yeah, my wife even texts me, mortarboard. Thank you, Janet. Appreciate that. Here we go with your weather.
Our weather forecast brought to you by The Vault in Ogden. That might be a good choice since there's lots of, you know, local restaurants occupied by graduation and all the visitors in town. The Vault in Ogden, fine food and drink in the remodeled bank in downtown Ogden. Using Allen's Meats from Homer and fresh ingredients you'll love, Chef Curtis's Creations, OgdenVault.com. High 86, low 66 with partly cloudy conditions today. as a lot of moving out is going on. On Saturday, we have a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Breezy with winds as high as 25 miles per hour. High 83, low 63. 82 the high with partly cloudy conditions for Mother's Day. Sunday, a 30% chance of thunderstorms later. Low 64 with clouds on Sunday night. We're currently at 63. ESPN 93.5.
Yep, I'm so proud of Nathaniel. My oldest son, he's 25. He went to Lamar to play golf, Division I golf. Then he went to SIUE, played some golf. Then he came to the University of Illinois, got in the College of Engineering. I mean, it is just having kind of downgraded my degree just moments ago. If you get an engineering degree at Illinois, it is, I can't tell you, because he was in the engineering programs at the other places, but it just wasn't, it's just so different.
Right. Well, that's what the U of I is known for.
It's that hard, though. It is really, really, really hard where you're spending. Christian, who's in civil engineering as a junior, was at Newmark, which is where the kind of headquarters for civil engineering. He was at Newmark 14 hours on Wednesday. 14 hours. Just studying for one test. And he had assignment earlier, and Nathaniel's had all this as well, where one class took 30 hours per week for one assignment. Per week. Just one class, 30 hours. So Christian spent a lot of time 3, 4 in the morning, most nights, because that's what it takes. And so when you leave Illinois and you have a degree, and there's wonderful colleges and degrees, of course, Illinois is big, and it's big time. And if you come away with a degree, and I think we're going to have 4 children with degrees at the University of Illinois, and, of course, Janet's University of Illinois. I attended, so I guess technically alum, because I came here for my junior year. I'm a wannabe. But it's a big deal. So all the people graduating this weekend at the University of Illinois, it is a wonderful, you might not realize it now, but it's a wonderful accomplishment to graduate from anywhere. But if it is a place like in Illinois, it's a heck of an accomplishment, and one that should be really recognized and appreciated. Rachel Sutherland probably went to Harvard for all I know. How are you?
Actually, George Mason University.
George Mason's a wonderful place. George Mason, huh?
Got a good education. They went to the Final Four.
Oh, yeah. We got our buddy Jimmy Butler locally. He's the only George Mason grad. He wore his green all day. Yeah, wore his green all day when they made the Final Four. Rachel Sutherland, Fox News, at Sutherland Fox. I think it's a big historic deal that they're going to meet in Singapore. I mean, it's a big news story, isn't it, Rachel?
Oh, certainly. This is going to be fascinating. It is 9,000 miles for the president to travel to this city, state, island in Southeast Asia. And look, they've done this before. Singapore actually hosted the president of China and the president of Taiwan for a historic summit. So they know what they're doing. This may be part of the reason why Singapore was selected. The president was thinking about the demilitarized zone between the north and south, but it was viewed as maybe being too many concessions for Kim Jong-un. So he's got to travel, too. We understand he doesn't really like airplanes.
Yeah, right,
so
right.
I don't know how he's going to get there.
I don't know. And, again, I'm cautiously optimistic. I don't know if this is going to work. I really don't. I don't know what he wants. What could – if I say I'm getting rid of my nukes, what do I get? What about my guys? I mean, I have concentration camps. I've tortured my own guys. But how do you protect me? How do I get money?
Exactly. And that you make a very good point. Exactly what I've been thinking is that Kim Jong-un's not coming there just to capitulate to President Trump. He wants something in return.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be surprised if he tried to shake the U.S. down for cold, hard cash. He's done that in the past. He's hoping. I mean, look at all the money that went with the Iran deal. He's hoping to get some money out of this, I think. The other thing that he wants is a perceived legitimacy on the world stage, because no sitting U.S. president has ever done this. President Bill Clinton actually sent Secretary of State Madeleine Albright to meet with Kim Jong-il, Kim's father. No, he didn't go himself until he was after he was out of office.
Okay. Well, that's what you don't know, and I feel pretty confident Donald Trump's not given anything that he doesn't think he can do or thinks fair. And I don't know if you can just say money and protection. He can't possibly continue to lead long-term North Korea, not in the structure it is. If they want to be South Korea economically viable, free to do a whole bunch of stuff, come and go as they want, that's a long process.
It really is. And there's some of this talk about the North and South reunifying. That would be interesting, too. And the president has said he's willing to walk away. The White House says that this June 12th meeting in Singapore is supposed to last about one day. It could last longer. But, you know, the president could fly 9,000 miles and just turn around and say, I'm out of here. This is not working out. So that's a possibility, too.
Well, I tell you what, it's historic. It's the world will be watching, and I don't want people to forget. Kim Jong-un is a guy that likes the NBA. I mean, he plays video games. I mean, really, this is a westernized guy that might challenge Donald Trump to Madden, for all I know. I mean, who knows? I don't know. And I bet he'll smoke Trump and Madden.
With that new one, Frontier, that's so popular?
Fortnite.
Fortnite, that's it. I have sons.
They have, like, group parties with multiple screens. It's quite the thing. But, yeah, maybe you'll play Fortnite with Kim Jong-un. I don't know, but I am hopeful. If this were to happen and they were actually to stop the war by the end of the year, it's just history, and I'm cautiously optimistic and hoping and praying it'd be wonderful for the world, and we'll see. My time will tell.
Absolutely. We'll be watching.
Thank you, Rachel. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks.
At Sutherland and Fox, no relation to Kiefer.
That's right.
Or Donald.
And we are at Diane_Ducey and Stevie, JAYFM. If you want to follow us on Twitter and, of course, online, ESPNCU.com. Appreciate the text coming in to 359-2255. Margie was saying, thanks for the Charlie update. How's our little baby? So I could talk about Ollie or...
You got a new dog. Olive. This is a Australian Shepherd and Rottweiler mix.
Yes. She's precious.
Uh-huh.
And we had a whiny night that made for a difficult day for me because of the lack of sleep yesterday. But tonight and last night was much better. She pretty much slept through the night. Every time we let her out, she squats right away.
Well, that's good. And you jump up and down and go, good puppy.
Exactly.
Okay, good. That's
had
awesome.
Her nice. And we've got some treats now. And Anna, on her 16th birthday, got this little 8-week-old puppy from Seth.
But so it was a family call. We've always talked about how bad it is to give presents as puppies as presents.
The families negotiated with our family for about a month.
Yeah, it was probably way longer than the Singapore summit. So, you know, you really worked it out, which is good.
Exactly.
Hey, okay, I have 4 tickets to the Illusionists.
Uh-huh.
I want to give this as a Mother's Day gift to somebody.
Good idea.
So if you want to win 4 tickets to see the greatest magic show on tour at State Farm Tuesday night, 7:30, 359-2255. What mom deserves $150-$200? What mom would really be fired up for this?
A night out on the town, May 15th.
4 tickets to see the Illusionist, May 15th, Tuesday night. Ticket prices $39 to $58. 866 Illini. I wanted to get them. It'll be one of those shows where you walk out going, man, that was tight.
Right. How'd they do that?
So, you know, a couple of words of encouragement. I want to nominate so-and-so. She takes care of the kiddos all day. Or it's my mom. She watches the grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
I want a mom here. I'm looking for a mom here. If you want to nominate somebody, do it now. 359-2255. 359-2255. And I'll give out my final family 4-pack to a mom for Mother's Day. If your mother is with you, still living, give her a hug, call her, thank her. Appreciation is huge in life, and you can't thank people enough, particularly your mom. And moms are special people.
Yeah, they are.
7:43.
You know, there's a lot of different kinds of tanks in the world. There's the German Leopold and the M1 Abrams, but the most common and widely feared tank in the world today is the full septic tank. Don't call out the National Guard if you come up on one of these babies. They can't help. Instead, call Gulliford Septic and Sewer at 337-5996. Having a war with your restaurant grease traps? Gulliford provides grease trap cleanings, along with sewer line cleaning, camera inspections, and jetting service. Visit them at gulliffordservices.com or call 337-5996 the next time you're facing a septic or sewer line battle. You've heard the horror stories.
After a week on the job, it's trashed and dirty.
Most just assume they aren't clean. Well, ours are. For your next event, wedding, backyard gathering, festival, race, or job site, book a clean, affordable Illinois portable toilet. Offering a large variety of styles and colors from the basic portable restroom to flush-style units and even luxury mobile restrooms with AC and sinks with running water so you can potty in luxury. Make it clean and comfortable with Illinois portable toilets. Call 239-JOHN. That's 239-5646.
Do you have a family member, son or daughter, living with special needs? Hi, I'm Dean Hall with Thrivent Financial. We are sponsoring a special needs workshop presented by the attorneys from Dada Matuga. This is designed to help you plan both legally and financially for your family member. Please join us Tuesday, May 15 from 6 to 7 p.m. at the iHotel Conference Center. Call 217-819-4646 to RSVP. Again, that's 217-819-4646.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Vin Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online. DriveChampaign.com. That's pretty cool. I've been talking a little bit about Stevie J Travel. We've started a company because I love travel. Janet and I love travel. So Larry Canfer's going to Ireland, which is going to be spectacular. It's just such a cool trip. But I was looking up where they're going to meet for this summit. It's the Shangri-La Hotel in Singapore. And I think we're staying in Marriott Singapore, and it's walking distance.
Is that right?
I'm walking in that lobby looking around going, where'd they meet? Can I sit where they were?
Right.
Got it. That's just weird how close that's going to be. That's so cool. I looked it up, and we're staying Marriott Shanghai, and I see this on the map. Shangri-La is here, and Marriott's like half a mile. That's cool. So we're stumbling into a little history on that. We're leaving in January to go this cruise to Asia. And we're also going to South Korea, which maybe that'll be first time in 65 years they're not at war. I'm hoping. We're praying. That'd be awesome. Okay. ESPN 93.5 baseball. We get going on the weekend. Here we go with our sports headlines at 7:46.
The Cubs and the Chicago White Sox have an inner-city battle this weekend. Each of the games Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 1:20. You'll hear the action on US 105.9. Both Cubs and White Sox with a day off yesterday. David Price, Boston Red Sox, has also been trending. Evidently, he hasn't pitched since May 3rd. He's 32. Carpal tunnel syndrome is what they're diagnosing it. But he plays Fortnite big time.
Probably because of his carpal tunnel from Fortnite.
That's what they're
David,
saying.
David, dude, what? Put it down if it's going to hurt your career.
And so, yeah, he says if the doctor tells me to, I will. But he seems to be addicted to this game. So I was, we talked about it briefly with Rachel Sutherland. I put in Fortnite, and that's been coming up. So he needs to forego the Fortnite habit.
That's unbelievable.
So in any case, that was trending in baseball.
I bet he's good at it. And if you play that much, you know there are people playing Fortnite that make millions of dollars a year because they're so good at that game.
Wow.
People donate money and just watch them play it.
Well, the word Fortnite means 2 weeks.
Well,
so
maybe you played 2 weeks in a row. Yeah, maybe. Man.
So Cardinals beat San Diego yesterday, and that went to the very last part of the game.
Good game. No, it was just close.
2-1 was the final, and 9:10 you'll hear the action on ESPN 93.5. Here's your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney in San Diego, where last night Tommy Pham's blow in the fifth inning was the difference in a 2-1 Cardinal victory. The windup, the 3-2 pitch, Pham swings and hits it deep to left field. This is going to go! A goner! 2-0 Cardinals, and Tommy Pham has scored both runs. A 3-2 pitch, and Pham delivers his sixth home run of 2018. Tommy scored the first run as he was able to come on in after a base hit, wild pitch, pass ball.
But good pitching got the job done for the Cardinals.
Yeah, nice to have Tommy back in the lineup, but Miles Michaelis was outstanding. Another good start for him. He only walked one batter, struck out four, really pitched very well against the San Diego Padres, the team that originally had signed him. And good defense throughout the game for the Cardinals.
Bud Norris saved his eighth game. The Cardinals won 2-1, and we're on the air at 8:15 tonight.
Veteran center Paul Stastny, two goals and an assist. Winnipeg Jets advance for the first time to the Western Conference Finals in that quest for the Stanley Cup. They'll face the Vegas Golden Knights tomorrow, 5-1 over Nashville yesterday. On to the Illini, our softball team in action against Indiana after beating Maryland yesterday. That game early this afternoon at 1:30, and they put the start time for the game against Michigan at 3, that happening in Ann Arbor for our baseball team. Illinois tennis in action against Marquette tomorrow. We are a number 8 seed. They are number 11, and the tennis action is happening at the Conn Tennis Center. You might want to check that out as we say, go Illini.
Okay, we're giving away these Illusionist tickets to a mom. So we have some people that have texted in.
Yes, I know that Shelley was nominating, being nominated from Penfield, mom of 3, grandma to 7 grandsons. So, Kathy, thank you so much for that suggestion. Jared was suggesting that Lori Oles, who rocks the baby, who can't sleep at night, they're 5 nights a week. I know that my mom was terrific with the grandkids and always came in and stayed with my sisters and sometimes my brother and sister-in-laws, too, in that first stage of the baby. It's so tricky. So good job to Lori as a mom and grandma. And Jeremy was nominating Patty for helping us keep up with all the graduation stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then the housing paperwork. I can totally relate to wanting to collect all the college paperwork.
Yeah, there's a lot there.
Exactly.
Well, all right. So we have a decision to make, and we'll make it here in a few moments as to who gets this program note. I said we're staying at the Marriott in Singapore. Looks like we're staying at the Marriott in Shanghai. Nathaniel, on his way to Chicago, pointed that out for me.
Okay, very good.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
The Fullerton in Singapore, and I got to find out where that is in relationship to the Shangri-La, which is where Kim Jong-un and Donald J. Trump will be meeting June 12. I got to find that on the map here. Okay, 7:51, weekend weather. We have kids moving out today. I think we're going to be fine for today, but kind of rainy for the weekend on and off. We just... one of those maybe not deals, huh?
Right. Today's high 86, down to 66 with partly cloudy conditions, but more clouds coming our way into Saturday with this 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 1, and wind gusts as high as 22 miles per hour. Tomorrow's high at 83, down to 63. 82 the high on Sunday. We've got mostly cloudy conditions expected and a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Right now, the temperature's at 64 on ESPN 93.5.
Weather brought to you by CMI, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated, locally owned and operated, female owned, Betsy Parks. Betsy and Brad Parks, you know the Parks. Wonderful people. Chelsea and Zach, your kids. And if you want to get all your janitorial supplies, 359-6262, CMIclean.com. I was there for Hardworking Man a couple of weeks ago. Thankfully, the company survived. Okay, we've got 8:08. We'll be talking this morning with Eric Rosenstrach, the retail marketing veteran, CEO of Fuel Partnership. You know how much money is being spent for Mother's Day? Any guesses, anyone? I'll tell you exactly how much is being spent for Mother's Day in about 10 minutes. It's an eye-popping number. And that and more in our next hour. Stand by, ESPN 93.5.
Flooring Surfaces is the place for hardwood. Starting at just $249 per square foot. Bring your colors, pictures, swatches, and ideas to our showroom on Mercury Drive in Champaign. One of our trained consultants will listen to your needs, then find the perfect hardwood for your project. Flooring Surfaces also offers professional installation service for every item we sell, so you can have beautiful new floors with no hassle. The best floors come from Flooring Surfaces.
Services, 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
Golf season is here, and Willow Pond Golf Course in Rantoul is where to be. Enjoy East Central Illinois' most improved course, great food, and a great atmosphere, all for a great price, and take in historic scenic views of the former Chanute Air Force Base. Monday through Friday, golf for just $25 and $30 on Saturday and Sunday, both including a cart. Baby boomers 60 years and older can take advantage of the weekday special, a round and a cart for $20. Book your tee time today at Willow Pond Golf Course. Call 893-9000 or willowpondgolf.com.
Yeah, or if you want to come to Asia with us, it's you're welcome to join us. We're staying at the Fullerton, Singapore. Our hotel's on the water.
Oh, nice.
So we're going to be fine. We're going to take a Uber because they have Uber in Singapore.
Okay.
And we'll Uber over to Shangri-La to see where they summit. All right, we're taking your texts and calls over the last 10 minutes to see who could give these illusionist tickets, Final Four Pack. Jordan, you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, my friend. You wanted to give these four tickets to?
My wife, Morgan.
And tell me about Morgan.
Well, we just had it'll be her first Mother's Day. We had our baby last July. She's 10 months old. And,
all right.
You know, when we first had our baby, I work in an apartment community here in Savoy. And the second we had our baby, it was busy season for me to flip all the apartments after the move out. And she was taking care of Everly all by herself.
Wow.
You know, 12 to 14 hours. And I'd come home and be exhausted. And, you know, she worked really hard to do all that. And now she's coaching St. Joe softball with only seven players, and she's winning baseball or softball games, and just working really hard, and she could use a night out.
Wow, that's so nice of you, Jordan. And she's coaching softball at what level? Grade school?
She actually works with the high school under Randy Wolken. She's the JV head coach.
What did you say, seven players?
Yeah, right now they've only got seven players on the JV.
Yeah, but because everyone's playing varsity. Randy Wolken's like the best softball coach in the history of humans.
He's amazing. He's amazing.
No, really. No, I'm not I exaggerate a lot. Not on that. He's crazy.
And he's the greatest guy in the world, too.
Well,
he's so nice.
And you can go back and probably find somebody's got a cell phone of him throwing his cap on the ground. Those are classic, too. hey, listen, Jordan, what about your babysitter when you guys go out on Tuesday?
Yeah, we could find one of our grandparents to watch her for a night.
Okay, so you'll be coming to St. Joe into town. If you could just come in a little earlier, if you guys could arrange it, I'll get you a couple of $10 gift cards to Pies the Limit so you can go have some pizza, too.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
You betcha. I want to take care of you. I know Ryan over there at Pies the Limit. That's in Village at the Crossing. A little out of your way, but you could go 7457, get off at Curtis, come up to Pies the Limit, and shoot over to State Farm.
That's right.
And I'll take care of a couple of $10 gift cards. You can eat some food and enjoy. But listen, thank you for being thoughtful and being a good husband, my friend. Good work.
Hey, thank you, CDJ.
You betcha, buddy. Way to go, taking care of your wife and that beautiful girl, 10-month-old. Wonderful.
Little Everly.
Yeah, Pies the Limit is actually on sale at Radio Refunds. .com. I think I bumped the price up because I couldn't keep on the shelf.
That's right.
You can get a $10 gift card for $6. So I only gave Randy like $12, but you know, you can get a couple of pizzas. They're $8.99 with 35 toppings if you'd like.
Downs of St. Joe will appreciate that.
All right. Good work, everybody. Good job, people. We're going to come back to our next hour, final hour. How much is being spent on Mother's Day? Any guess nationally? What? How much money?
$2 billion.
Okay. She says $2 billion. Really? $2
billion? I mean,
we'll find that number coming up in just a moment. Stand by. And then Israel and Iran, the missiles are flying. A little nervous about that. Colonel Jeff Atticott will chime in on that. Fox is next.
Hi, I'm Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. Spring is here, and soon we'll be planting flowers and seeds. So you plant seeds on both sides of your driveway, on the right and on the left, hoping to make it beautiful. What do the seeds do? Do the seeds you planted on the one side say, hey, I don't like where I am. I'm not going to sprout or bloom because I really want it to be on the other side of the driveway. Ridiculous, right? The seeds bloom where they are planted. Yet we humans frequently complain where we find ourselves in life. We wish we were somewhere else, and we spend time complaining and having regrets instead of embracing the moment and blooming where we're planted. It happened to me. And my situation vastly improved when I decided to embrace my circumstances, work to the best of my abilities, take ownership, and have pride in my work. Bloom where you are planted was one of the best bits of advice I received, and I'm sharing it with you. I hope you embrace it and seize your moment today. I'm Habib Habib, and this Motivational Minute was brought to you by A&R Mechanical.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane.
As much as I have been a, yeah, we don't know all the facts, let's not rush to judgment, I've been contrarian on mob justice. I've been contrarian on anything short of convictions. I got to tell you, I don't see an injustice being done here when it comes to this story coming out about Matt Patricia. This is newsworthy. He was arrested, charged, and indicted. Now, indicted doesn't mean guilty by any stretch of the imagination, but this is a serious issue, a serious story. I don't have any issue with this coming up. I don't think it should get in the way of Matt Patricia's career. I don't think it should get in the way of his future. I don't think he should be viewed as a criminal. I can't pass judgment. I wasn't there. I don't know what happened, but I do know the story is a story.
Get more from Will Kane today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or on the ESPN app.
My wife's going to love these diamond studs.
Fine jewelry is up to 70% off at JCPenney.
Huh. Maybe I should get this mom pendant for my mom.
Do it. Mom jewelry is an extra 15% off. Major brownie points.
This Mother's Day, get fine and fashion jewelry for all the moms in your life at up to 70% off after an extra 20% off with JCPenney credit card and coupon.